You're with Clement Magnatella.
702. Let's walk the talk.
All right, let's continue with reflecting on what's happening throughout the country today. We spoke to the minister in the presidency responsible for state security, Kumbutso Ntshavheni. We spoke to the spokesperson for the SANDF. I want to bring in now Brigadier, Lieutenant General Fanny Masemola, who is our National Police Commissioner. Commissioner, thank you so much for making time. Good morning.
Good morning, Clement, and your listeners. Thank you.
Operationally, how has the situation been since the early hours of this morning? What have your officers witnessed and had to deal with?
Yeah, no, quite some challenging incidents there and there, isolated all over the country. But the police managed to defuse situations where there were protesters that were either throwing stones to the police or burning tires on the street or blockading the streets. And now countrywide, there was quite a number of incidents, and we were able to defuse them. And in total, we arrested 87 people up to so far, with the majority of them followed by your KZN and Free State. The situation is relatively calm now, except areas where there are still protests. Mm. Especially in Gauteng, there is a protest in the Pretoria CBD and Alex. But otherwise, the situation is relatively calm across the whole country.
Mm. Have you witnessed the destruction of property, Commissioner? Are there malls that have been targeted, whether torched or looted, or companies or buildings that have been torched?
In Soweto, there is a butchery that was, we can't establish whether it's related to the shutdown or not, but there is a butchery that was damaged early this morning. Put on fire, and a warehouse not far from there, which they were attempted to break into it, but the police responded, and there is nothing taken there. Otherwise, there were a little bit attempts there and there, but in general, we do not have a problem. I would say there was large scale damage or burning of property.
Okay, and then just lastly, has there been any injuries either on the side of the protesters when the police were responding, or on the side of the police officers themselves, perhaps that have been attacked by some of the protesters? What have you seen?
Yeah, on the side of protesters, I'm not aware of any injury. I am aware of one of our police members who was injured by protesters in Free State, in the Felwinskron, but the member went to hospital. He's not very seriously injured, but was taken for medical attention, and we are told he's fine.
Okay. So, is he still in hospital, or he went to consult and he's out?
The last time I checked, he was still in hospital. I'm not aware now if he's out or not.
Okay. How long is this operation going to last, Commissioner? Is this something that's just going to be for today, or are you going to keep the police visible over the coming days?
We will keep them visible today and the few coming days. Of course, depending on what is on the ground, what happens on the ground. But up to so far, I think we send the men and women in blue. Of course, we normally say you don't send the fish for swimming, but we send them for what they kick, those that kill numbers as well, and make sure that South Africans are protected and make sure that property is protected. We send them for that, and we call upon them to continue doing that moving forward.
All right, Commissioner, thank you so much for making time. Lieutenant General Fanny Masemola, the National Police Commissioner.